Tazria is full of different mitzvahs of Tumah. Mitzvahs of Tumah, which largely don't apply practically in a Lamasa fashion in our lives, because we live in an era thus far with no Beis HaMikdash, with no Karbanos, with no Truma. And so whether one is Tameh or Tahar doesn't practically impinge on our lives. Whether one is Tameh or Tahar doesn't impact. But there are a number of key lessons that the Sefer Chinuch sees in the number of the dinim. This week's parasha, I want to take a look at several. Let's take a look at Karban Yom Ledes, Mitzvah Kuf Samaches, and if we have time, we'll see somebody has to say as well, but Tumas Mitzora and the following Mitzvah Kuf Samaches. So here we are, Mitzvah Kuf Samaches 168. The Psukim tells at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, a woman has a baby, so she's Temea for a period of time, and then at the end of that, as you go through different stages in the Tumah and Tahara process, then she completes that process by bringing Karbanos. Mitzvah Kuf Samaches opens, Shetakriv HaYoledes Karban Kishishlimu Yimei HaTohar Leveno Levas. So a woman who gave birth needs to bring Karbanos at the end of the Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tohar, an animal, a keves ben shenasa la'ola, a young sheep for a carbon ola, and a bird for a carbon chatas. If she cannot afford, then she brings less. If she cannot afford, then instead of bringing an animal and bird, she would bring a pair of birds. And the tahara process will not be completed. She emerges from the tumma gradually, step by step. And the Chinuch quotes, v'hi mechuseras kapara asher takriv karbona. She's missing her kapara, missing her carbon. And she doesn't get to the last step in the Tahara process and fully emerge from Tumah until she brings the carbon. Says the Chinuch in a short and dense paragraph, Misharashe HaMitzvah. Again, Mitzvah Kuf Samachas. Misharashe HaMitzvah. What are some of the roots of this carbon? Number one and number two. Number one, Kedisha Tisorer Mitocha Pu'ula. Number one is that she's bringing a carbon to re-inspire her to give hodata Kadosh Baruch Hu. The moment she gave birth, she was no doubt filled with hodaya, filled with gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu that she made through in a healthy way. And perhaps what the Sefer Chinuch is saying is that 40, 80 days later, we reinvigorate that, refresh that sense of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that she made it through. It's a devar nes. It's a miracle. A miracle we take sometimes for granted. When it happens, we don't take it for granted. But often, in thinking about things, people had a baby, couple had a baby, and we sort of move on. But it's one of the greatest nisim nistarim, one of the greatest nisim that work within the framework of nature. And that's something that we need to remind ourselves in general, to remind ourselves, reopen our eyes to the nisim around us. Certainly it's an extraordinary nisim, like the birth of a healthy child. So that's the first item, the first reason that the Sefer HaChinuch sees for Karban Yom Ledes. Now the truth is that the Minchas Chinuch comments on this, and Os Yud Minchas Chinuch, he points out that it's curious, it sounds like a Karban Toda. If she's giving Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should be a Karban Toda. Sefer Minchas Chinuch writes, Be'emes, Ein Banu Koch Lahasig Tameyator. We don't have the capacity to fully understand the reasons for mitzvahs, machshavos Hashem yizbarach amku. God's reasons, God's plans and thoughts are very, very deep indeed. We could conjecture, this is perhaps somewhat different than the other cases where you bring a classical carbon toda, but this is a unique type of carbon toda, to recognize the nisim nistarim, these unusually powerful nisim nistarim, the nisim of Leda. Then he gives another reason, which appears in the Gemara. Od amru zichron levracha. That's a Gemara nida laman alpha and beis. Shaisha kofetzas v'nishbas be'es tzireha. Shoti zakeg od leish. She, in the height of her pain over the course of the process of child laboring and childbirth, she may have made a promise not to go through this again, which she later regrets. Lefikach tricha kapara. And the carbon may be a kapara in response for that, in response to that promise made in a moment of pain. Al ken yikare carbon achatas. The language of chatas and of kapara that appears in context of this carbon, so that fits well with the second reason. Now the truth is, Minchas Chinuch points out this reason too. The Gemara raises it, but notes that it's not a classical carbon for Shavua. At the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah talks about the sort of carbon one brings for an ill-considered Shavua that wasn't kept. That's a different type of a carbon, typically a carbon asham or a carbon chatas olav yored, not quite the same. So what we have here, in the context of Yoledas, one of two themes, either the theme of gratitude or the theme of ill-considered promises, but they have a unique flavor to them. Either theme has unique flavor, particularly in the context of this extraordinary nace and the extraordinary pain of Leda, the pain of the process and the nace of the product. So whether it's the concept of a carbon toda or the concept of a carbon shvua, but it's uniquely expressed with the specifics of the carbon yoledas. So those are two major themes that are highlighted for us by the carbon yoledas, and the themes that are practical out of the context of yoledas as well. The theme of thinking carefully before we speak and thinking carefully before we give our word, and even when one is under pressure, even outside of the extremes of childbirth, is the extent to which we bear achrayas for what we say, and the need to think and consider carefully before we speak, is something that Korban Yoledas reminds us of. And the notion of recognizing the goodness that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us, and open our eyes to not be jaded by the Nisim Nistarim all around us. Truth is, that's the Ramban. Pesach is coming. Ramban, a very, very famous Ramban al Torah, the end of Parshas Bo, talks about the fact that we have all the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov of Pesach, as well as so many other mitzvahs, meant to remind throughout the year, meant to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Makas Bechoras in particular. And he wonders why so many mitzvahs, develops the theme. The Torah wants to keep alive the memory of the Nisim Guluyim before, during, and after Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then he goes on to say, the Ramban, that that's not the end of the story. The goal of bearing in mind and considering the Nisim Guluyim of the Makos in Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsov is to move from recognizing Nisim Guluyim to the greater level, he writes, of recognizing Nisim Nistarim. So that's really the Ikar HaTorah. To be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the razzle-dazzle great moments is very important, but it brings us to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ins and outs of everyday life, the Nisim Nistarim, and that's really where we're trying to get to. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us here. The first of the two reasons he suggests for Korban Yoledas is Hodaya for great Nisim Nistarim, and for, I would suggest, small Nisim Nistarim as well. Let's turn our attention now to the next mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tumas Tzaras, skipping on a few paragraphs in Kuf Samach Tes to the paragraph that begins Misharashe HaMitzvah. What are some of the, there are so many details, many, many prakim of Chumash about Tumas Tzaras, and you have a whole complicated masechta, 14-parak masechta, Masechas Nagayim, which Chazal seemed to have understood as one of the most difficult. All the masechtas and shas, lav, ids and outs, color and size and presentation, what constitutes a nega, how you emerge from Tumas Saras, how you deal with Tumas Saras. With all the details, Sefer Chinuch asks us to consider one of the larger themes. Misharashe HaMitzvah. Again, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, the paragraph that begins Misharashe HaMitzvah. What are some of the root concepts of Tzaras? What are some of the lessons we can draw from Tzaras? Lekeboa b'nafsho seinu, ki hashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu pratis al kol echad v'echad b'mnei hadam. To recognize that God has hashkocha pratis. His hashkocha is specific to each person. And here we come perhaps to the other side of the coin of the carbon lettuce. Those nitzim d'starim, the carbon lettuce challenges us to notice those nitzim d'starim are a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's individualized care for every person. V'chi einav pikuchos al kol darcheihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of each person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of the decisions and choices made by each person. K'mo shekasef quotes a pasuk in Iyov, ki einav al derchei ish v'chol tzeadav yireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on a person's path, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees each of a person's steps. V'lachin huz harinu lasis leib el hacholi hara. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chiyuv to pay attention to illness, and pay attention specifically to this element of tzaras. V'lachshav ki achet garmoso, to understand that this concern of tzaras was caused by an aveira on our part. He quotes a well-known Gemara in Erechin that tzaras is caused by lashon hara. You'll notice the one word that he adds, berov. Ki bechet lashon hara yavo berov. Most of the time, tzaras is a result of lashon hara. Could be the result of another chet as well, a different chet. But regardless, lo nikachenu derech mikra. We should not take it as chance, just happen to contract tzaras. No, the tzaras is a result of some chet or another, most likely lashon hara. If not, then Chazal have enumerated other chatam that can also be potential causes for tzaras. And with this concept in mind, that while carbonyl lettuce is an opportunity for us to focus on the positive, pleasant, wonderful aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care of us, the pain of tzaras is an opportunity for us to recognize that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of our chatam and will punish us for them. With that concept in mind, Sefer Chinuch now pivots to look at some of the details of tzaras and see how the different details fit into different aspects of Hilchos Negoim fit into and reflect this theme. Yesh lanu lavo l'kohen. The first step, a Jew notices what looks like tzaras, you mechuyev to come to the Kohen, and he issues a psak, tzaras or not tzaras. Yesh lanu lavo l'kohen. You notice the tzaras, you'll come to the Kohen. Shehu ha'omed l'kaparas hachotim. Why the Kohen? Because he's the one who, in the Beis HaMikdash, serves as the primary facilitator of kapara. He's the one who's bringing the karbanos for people who have to bring karban chatas, a karban asham. So even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he also serves as that sort of facilitator when a Jew suspects he has tzaras. V'im chevras ha'mechaper ulai yeharher b'tshuva. So spending time with the mechaper, by the mitzarua, spending time with the Kohen, that may inspire the presence of the Kohen may inspire the tzarua to begin to do tshuva, to consider what have I done wrong, when he's changing, to engage in authentic, genuine cheshbon nefesh. And the fact that the Torah says that often when the symptoms are intermediate, so the Kohen won't say you're Tahar, but will say you need to be in Hezger, need to be in quarantine for a week, and then let's see what it looks like after a week. Yuskar Kitsas Yamim, you're in a holding pattern for a short period of time. What's that? What's Hezger about? He'll have a week or sometimes 2 weeks to really think things through carefully, to really do a thorough cheshbon nefesh. V'yifash beish b'maisav, to look through my masim. That's a pishbush b'masim, the language of Gemara Brachos, one of the primary sources in Shas for the notion of cheshbon nefesh, where it talks about yifash beish b'masav, yimash beish b'masav, to look through one's actions as a part of a tshuva process. Particularly as a part of a tshuva process that's being driven by suffering. I realize I need to do tshuva for something. And there's a word that the Sefer Chinuch just added, which is important to keep in mind for anyone's cheshbon nefesh, and that is b'mitun, in a deliberate, unhurried fashion. To do cheshbon nefesh properly is really to set aside, to carve out time to sit and think. So often we have things in our mind that we need to think through, and they'll invade our thinking at other times. I may spend hours thinking about something today when I wasn't trying to think about it. I was trying to do work, trying to do whatever else I'm trying to do, and this question keeps popping into my head. It's on my mind. But I can accomplish a lot more by setting aside 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to do nothing else but sit with a pen and paper, sit with a pencil and paper, and think about that question I need to think through. That's true in general. That's what the Ramchal refers to in Masil Sisharim as his bonus, focused thinking, time set aside, time dedicated to think about a particular question. And specifically, cheshbon nefesh is a form of his bonus. So practice cheshbon nefesh, his bonus, is to carve out time in my schedule that's dedicated to thinking through what have I done well, what have I done poorly, to take religious stock of my life, take religious stock of the last week. But it needs to be b'mitun. So with the mitzora is b'mitun in the extreme. He has a full week, and sometimes 2 weeks, to think things through. He has plenty of time to do this very deliberately, in a very unhurried fashion. L'fa'amim yuskar shnei hesgerim. Sometimes he has 1 week-long hesger, sometimes he has 2 hesgerim, a total of 2 weeks. What's with the two? The idea of the 2 hesgerim is maybe over the first hesger he accomplished here hurei tshuva, beginning to thaw, beginning to make cracks in the ice, but he hasn't yet reached the stage of tshuva shalema. He is beginning to regret what he's doing and rethink things, but hasn't yet come up with a plan to really make tomorrow different. Or, the Seich Chinuch says, maybe it's a quantitative part. As an example, maybe he's come to a point where he's ready to return half of the stolen goods, half of the stolen funds. Not yet, which is a major step, but obviously not Shuvah Gemura. They're not willing to return everything. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu might send such a person the simanim that would warrant a second hezger. Ula yashem shuvaso the entire lagamri. He's already made progress, but not sufficient progress. That's when a person would, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send someone a second hezger. And he goes on to say the whole notion of hezgerin. The whole notion of Hezger, each person is a mitzvah is set aside by himself. That symbolizes this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's individualized Hashkacha on each and every person. Personalized, individualized Hashkacha for each person. Because there are so many different opinions flying around in the public square about providence, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awareness and involvement in our lives, that's because there's so much confusion about this notion of Hashgacha. That's why, the Sefer Chinuch writes, that's why Yavohu Bahar Be'Psukim Mikra, many psukim in Tanakh reinforce that we do believe in Hashgacha Pratis. Bahar Be'Mitzvahs, L'Horos Al'in. There are many mitzvahs that communicate the concept of Hashgacha Pratis. Because it's such a fundamental cornerstone of our Torah. It says that there are people who think that Kadosh Baruch Hu only has hashkacha on species, including the human species. Now, there are people who think that Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha, even on people, is merely humanity as a whole, not individuals. And then there are people who think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other extreme, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is individualized, not just for people, but for every single item. He goes on to say, Ad sheyachshuv, at the other extreme, ki binafol ale echad min ha'ilan, hu gazar alav sheyipol. A particular leaf falling off a tree at a particular moment, that's also a result of specific hashkacha. And the chinuch says that extreme, das rechok harbe min haseichel. He thinks it's irrational. Not kfira, but he thinks it's unlikely, unreasonable. Then he says, der kitos ros. There are terrible groups of people. They think there is no hashkacha at all. Rabbi Shalom is not involved in this world. Bein ba'anoshim, bein b'shar ba'alechaim. V'hu das ha'kofrim. Ra umar. That's a terrible, bitter, evil approach. The approach of apikursim. To deny hashkacha sakshem on olam hazeh whatsoever. What do we believe? Anachnu ba'alei hadas ha'amitis. L'fi ma she'shamati. Sefer Chinuch says, according to what I have learned from my Rebbeim, nasim hashkacha so baruch hu. Al kol minei bali achayim bechlal. We understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach on species of the animal kingdom. She called min min aminu nivram ba'olam yiskayim lo'olam lo yichlev yovad kulo. Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is on groups of animals, species of animals. Species won't go extinct unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills that. But, and HaKadosh, with human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to be much more individualized. V'min ha'adam na'amin ki hashkachasa baruch hu al kol echad echad befrat. Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha on humans is very individualized, very personalized. Hashkacha pratis on human beings. V'hu ha'mevin al kol ma'asim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of all of our actions. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands what we're doing and why we're doing it. V'chein kibalnu megedoleinu. This is our tradition from previous generations of Rabbanim of Talmidei Chachamim, the gam nimsa al ze harbe ksuv miyaru ki ha'inyakeh. Many, many rise from the psukim. And that's why he goes on to say, the mitzvah of, he reviews that the mitzvah of tzaras, the mitzvahs of tzaras reinforce this concept. To recognize something happens to a person, it wasn't chance. Something happens to me or to you, you have to understand there's a reason for it. Specifically tzaras, is an indication that I need to do tshuva for something. I need to figure out what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me in particular tzaras because I in particular did something to deserve this. I need to figure out what it is I did and how I'm going to do tshuva. It should be noted that the Baal Shem Tov, what the Chinuch presented as the middle approach to Hashkacha Pratis, to have no Hashkacha in Olam Hazeh, he said it's kfira. But he said, if you do believe in Hashkacha in this world, the range of opinions, is there hashkacha pratis even on animals and items? Or is there hashkacha klalis even on people? Or what he took as the standard approach, the approach of most Rishonim, there's hashkacha pratis for people in particular. The Baal Shem Tov is famous for having taken the approach which the Chinuch thought is not kfira, but not the most reasonable, and that is that everything is a result of every object in this world, not just people, has hashkacha pratis. More to say about that. I thank you so much for calling in. We shall continue. Have a marvelous day, Rabbosai.